Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for developing at least one world-class tourist destination in every state. Chairs Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. All states and union territories express solidarity in supporting armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the meeting. All party delegations to Russia, UAE, Bahrain and Japan put forth India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms. Southwest monsoon arrives in Kerala 8 days ahead of schedule, marking the earliest onset since 2009. Muhammad Yunus to stay as chief advisor of Bangladesh amid growing speculation over stability of interim government. U.S. administration lifts sanctions on Syria following President Trump's pledge to assist war-torn country. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth storms into men's singles final of Malaysia Masters, becomes first Indian shuttler to make it to BWF final this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state, at par with global standards, by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that this initiative would not only boost tourism, but also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. Prime Minister Modi further urged all to work towards inclusion of women in the workforce. He said laws and policies should be made so that women can be respectfully integrated in the workforce. All states and UTs expressed unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi today. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said there was anger over what happened in Pahalgam and everybody commended the role and valour of defence forces and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said during the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Vikasit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
Mr. Subramaniam said Prime Minister Modi also urged states to focus on boosting exports and emphasize the importance of the One District, One Product initiative.
The government has been signing a lot of FTAs. More are in the pipeline. We need to leverage the FTAs. And to leverage that, he wanted states to start thinking on those lines. He also talked about the ODOP, One District, One Product program, which he had. But it's not about just One District, One Product. He wanted that to be made world class. How do you make it world class? Through quality, through marketing, through packaging, so that people feel like owning it. There is a huge world outside which has a demand for local, ethnic, identified stuff. There's a huge global market. States need to work to tap that.
Multi-party delegations tasked to put forth India's stand against terrorism before the world have gone all out in their outreach to put forth India's zero-tolerance stance against terrorism. The all-party delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimori, which is in Moscow today, addressed a joint press conference at the Indian Embassy in Russia. Ms. Kanimori strongly put forth that the Pahalgam terror attack was done by terrorists who had infiltrated into the Indian territory from Pakistan. Meanwhile, the high-level delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Srikanth Shinde has concluded their visit to the United Arab Emirates and is now proceeding to the Democratic Republic of Congo. We have a report.
After underscoring India's firm zero-tolerance stance on terrorism in the UAE, the Shrikant Shinde-led delegation has now left for Congo. Before leaving, the delegation extended gratitude to the UAE leadership for their unwavering support to India in the fight against terrorism. On the other hand, the Bejent Panda-led delegation arrived in Bahrain earlier today. The delegation will also visit Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Algeria to showcase India's continued fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, the delegation to Japan led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha has successfully completed the first leg of its tour and reached Seoul in South Korea. Interacting with members of the Indian diaspora at the embassy in Japan, Mr. Jha clearly explained the role of Pakistan in the gruesome terror attack in Pahalgam. The delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor departed from Delhi in the early hours today for a five-nation diplomatic outreach. The sixth delegation led by NCP SP MP Supriya Sule left for Qatar, Egypt, Ethiopia and South Africa this evening. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The BJP today accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of whitewashing Pakistan's attack in Poonch by stating it as an act of tragedy instead of an act of terror. Talking to the media, party leader Shehzad Poonawalla said what happened in Poonch was an act of terror and nothing less. He said innocent civilians of the country were attacked by the Pakistani army, in which gurudwaras and schools were attacked and children lost their lives. Earlier, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, met the victims of the cross-border shelling by Pakistani troops between the 7th and 10th of May in Frontier District Poonch in Jammu and Kashmir and described the damage caused as a big tragedy. He also pledged to highlight their plight at the national level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Lance Nayak Albert Ekka, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War in 1971.
Born in Ranchi in 1942, Lance Nayak Albert Ekka was enrolled in 14 Guards in December 1962. During India-Pakistan War in 1971, 14 Guards was tasked to capture a Pakistani position at Ganga Sagar, 6.5 kilometers west of Agartala in the eastern sector. 14 Guards launched an attack on enemy positions and Albert Ekka accompanied the left forward company of the battalion in the attack. The assaulting Indian troops were subject to intense shelling and heavy small arms fire by the enemy. Lance Nayak Ekka observed that an enemy machine gun was belching deadly fire from a bunker, causing heavy casualties to his company. Unmindful of his personal safety, he charged the bunker, bayoneted two occupants and silenced the machine gun. Though seriously injured, Lance Nayak Albert Ekka continued to fight, securing bunker after bunker. When he, along with his comrades, reached a northern end objective, an enemy medium machine gun opened up from a fortified building, inflicting heavy casualties and held up the progress. Once again, Lance Nayak Albert Ekka rose to the occasion, crawled to the building and hurled a grenade to the bunker, killing one enemy soldier and injuring other. He then scaled the side wall to enter the bunker. Lance Nayak Ekka bayoneted the enemy, holding the bunker and silenced the weapon. This saved his company from further casualties and ensured success. Due to the injuries suffered during the battle, Lance Nayak Albert Ekka was martyred. He was honored with Paramveer Chakra posthumously for displaying most conspicuous valor and determination. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. Here with us on the news at 9. In Bangladesh, planning advisor Dr. Wahiduddin Mahmood today said that chief advisor of the interim government, Muhammad Yunus, will remain in the interim government, which is committed to completing its assigned responsibilities. Meanwhile, as per media reports, members of the interim government's advisory council held a closed-door meeting today amid ongoing political unrest. The meeting comes amid heightened political tension and growing speculation over the stability and continuity of the interim government. The U.S. administration has taken significant steps to lift sanctions on Syria, following President Donald Trump's earlier pledge to assist the war-torn country in its recovery efforts. The U.S. Treasury Department issued a general license that clears the way for transactions involving Syria's interim government, as well as its central bank and state-owned enterprises. In a related development, European Union diplomats have also agreed to lift economic sanctions on Syria, a move aimed at supporting the country's reconstruction after the ousting of President Bashar al-Assad. Back home, the southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala today, 8 days before the normal date. This is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala after the year 2009, when it hit on the 23rd of May. With the arrival of the southwest monsoon, a very heavy rain alert has been issued in Kerala for the coming days. More from our correspondent.
As heavy rain continues, widespread damage is being reported from across Kerala, with northern districts being the worst hit. 24-hour taluk and district control rooms have started functioning in all districts. Authorities had urged people to move to safer places as there is possibility of landslides in hilly areas and waterlogging in low-lying areas. People can contact in the toll-free numbers 1077 or 1070 for any assistance. Coastal regions are on high alert as there is possibility of sea erosion due to Black Sea phenomenon. Fishing in Kerala, Karnataka, Lakshadweep coast has been banned till 28th of this month. State Minister K. Rajan said that necessary precautions have been taken in the state in view of the active monsoon. The minister urged the public to strictly follow the precautionary measures and warnings. Meanwhile, a high-level meeting led by ministers was held in Thiruvananthapuram today to take stock of the situation. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today announced that the government will organize Khelo India Northeast Games in one of the 8 states every year. Addressing the Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 in New Delhi, he said the government is fully committed to strengthening the sports ecosystem in the region through multiple initiatives.
स्पोर्ट्स सेक्टर में हमारे पोटेंशियल को कैसे हार्नेस्ट करें उसके लिए खेलो इंडिया की श्रेणी चल रही है खेलो इंडिया स्कूल गेम्स टैलेंट को आइडेंटिफाई करके टैलेंट को नर्चर करने की कोशिश की जा रही है खेलो इंडिया यूनिवर्सिटी गेम्स खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स खेलो इंडिया की एक श्रेणी चलाई है जिसमें खेलो इंडिया नॉर्थ ईस्ट गेम्स को भी हम ऐड कर रहे हैं हर साल खेलो इंडिया नॉर्थ ईस्ट गेम्स होगी ये नॉर्थ ईस्ट गेम्स में नॉट ओनली फॉर ओलंपिक्स गेम्स But traditional games ko bhi mahatva diya jayega.
In badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's singles finals of the Malaysia Masters with a thrilling victory over Japan's Yushi Tanaka in Kuala Lumpur. 32-year-old Srikanth defeated Tanaka in straight games 21-18, 24-22 in the semi-final. With this win, Kidambi Srikanth has become the first Indian shuttler to make it to the BWF final this year. In IPL T20 cricket today, Punjab Kings were 172 for 6 after 17.2 overs a short while ago against Delhi Capitals at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Delhi chose to bowl first after winning the toss. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for developing at least one world-class tourist destination in every state, chairs Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. All states and union territories express solidarity in supporting armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the meeting. All party delegations to Russia, UAE, Bahrain and Japan put forth India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms. Southwest monsoon arrives in Kerala 8 days ahead of schedule, marking the earliest onset since 2009. U.S. administration lifts sanctions on Syria following President Trump's pledge to assist the war-torn country. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.